From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. President Barack Obama says Americans will not be terrorized in reaction to the California mass shooting, which the FBI confirms is being investigated as an act of terrorism. In his weekly address, Mr. Obama said, despite the massacre, we will uphold our values and we will not be terrorized.
Most of all, we stand with 14 families whose hearts are broken. We're learning more about their loved ones, the men and women, the beautiful lives that were lost. They were doing what so many of us do this time of year, enjoying the holidays, celebrating with each other, rejoicing in the bonds of friendship and community that bind us together as Americans.
The Islamic State terrorist group says the killers were involved in the California massacre were supporters of the organization.
We begin in California, where two soldiers of the Khilafah executed an attack.
The group made its first comments about the mass killing in a radio broadcast today, but did not express direct involvement in the attack. Meanwhile, the Federal Bureau of Investigation is stepping up its investigation into the massacre after determining the married couple responsible for the attack, Tashfeen Malik and her husband, Syed Rizwan. The wife had apparently expressed her allegiance to the Islamic State terrorist group on social media. FBI Director James Comey.
The investigation so far has developed indications of radicalization by the killers and of a potential inspiration by foreign terrorist organizations.
But so far, there has been no indication of whether the couple acted on their own or on the instructions of an unknown group. Both were killed, fleeing in a rented vehicle. A triple suicide bombing at a market on an island in Lake Chad today killed at least 27 people and injured 90 others. This is VOA News.